What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hey, this is Chi.
Mini Del Mato.
I'm both on coffee and just taking some tequila. So let's see what we get.
Yeah.
Let's stir up the pot, see what happens.
Coffee straight and
up?
Tequila?
Yeah.
Straight up.
So you like it, right?
Yeah.
Because I was going to put lime, but you would hate lime.
Oh, no, no.
Like okay. A weirdo.
Oh, wait. Coffee tequila is a thing, isn't it? Patron has a...
Yeah, I think so. A coffee-flavored one?
A coffee-flavored one. Mexican coffee. Got it.
Yep. Mm. But that's not what I'm having. I'm having straight up. I had coffee right before this.
Yeah. I'm drinking a bulletproof coffee right now. Still riding that keto train.
That shit's expensive. I'm going to talk to you about that later. I think it's so expensive. I don't know if... I think it kind of got debunked. Anyway.
Did you think of something else?
No.
Okay.
Bulletproof coffee, right?
How is it expensive?
It's fucking
butter.
No. Well, I see what you're saying. There's an actual company called Bulletproof.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. And he's like super expensive stuff.
Thank you so much. Big shout out to Niebuhr13. Just dropped $25.
Thanks, homie.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, we're live on Twitch.
Because reasons.
We don't have anything for the intro. Nothing to announce.
We don't just give away shirts. We sell them, too. Check out our merch store. How do you get there, Bobby?
DLgaming.net.
And then click on, is it support or merch or something like
that? Yeah, there's a big picture with words on it. Can't miss it.
I can't miss it. Anyway, we have some pretty cool designs.
Yeah.
Did them ourselves.
This is actually one of the rare and few moments that I am wearing a DL shirt.
Yeah.
I have so many different DL shirts.
Bobby's never worn one once.
No,
really?
I wore one 3 weeks ago.
All the time. I don't usually wear many t-shirts.
Check the stream. It's there. It's a fact. I'm wearing a TESPA shirt today.
What is TESPA?
What is that?
It's like a collegiate organization that does esports.
Oh.
Hmm. Yeah. Also, I guess we could announce this here. We are working on a possible new logo for our podcast. This here, I won't show it publicly, but this is what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the Mayo and his daughter who's helping us with that.
Yeah, for sure. She's talented. I don't know how old she is. She's probably like from the pictures, maybe 14, 15. Mm. If she could come up with that at that age, I think she can definitely get into graphic design.
Yeah, it looks good. We just got to figure out where to put the words.
Yeah.
But
I can't even really blame her on it because we can't figure it out either.
Yeah, it's a constant problem.
It looks good though. We'll perfect it.
Still workshopping that, and then eventually. Oh, Chi, you just subscribed. I was going to shout someone out here.
Yeah, it's on auto, recurring subscription.
Oh, so how's that work? You can just set that up like that?
Yeah, so when you subscribe, it should automatically always recur.
Huh.
Maybe there's a setting.
Unless it's the Amazon Prime one.
Yes, okay. The Prime one you have to resub every month. But then if you are in another subscription on somebody else, it's just a regular subscription.
Hey, if you got Prime and you don't sub to anybody, throw us a sub, bastards. Doesn't cost you anything.
Well, it's September. Which I believe means you can sub for like a dollar.
Oh yeah,
yeah. What's September?
That's
like
a thing.
I thought
you were making a joke.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh boy.
I don't know what September is, but that's pretty cool.
Wordplay, eh, Bobby?
let me look this up. That sounds like a joke I would make. Yeah, September is back. Continue a gift subscription for 80% off. So you can
gift subscription.
Oh, you can gift subs for a dollar. Is that what's going
on? Yeah.
All right.
That's pretty cool.
What's the difference between gifting one?
So you buy a sub for somebody else.
It's really nice. Since I've gotten back into streaming.
I send it to you and then you go sub whoever you want.
No.
You basically sub for them.
In the channel, you gift a sub and then it'll show up as they just subbed. And it shows as a gifted sub. So a lot of times when I go into channels, some of the moderators will gift a sub and I'll be a new sub so I can use their emote. And recently, since I started up streaming again, and when they implemented sub gifting,
mm-hmm.
I've gotten people to throw as many as like 20 gift subs on me one night. Yeah. Spoiled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
It still won't get me to stream more, but that's awesome. Yeah.
I was watching the worst, you know, when like somebody sub or not, somebody donates and then they get to have the computer say whatever. What is that called? Is
it text-to-speech?
I guess. Is that what they call it on Twitch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, whatever. Anyway, it was the worst ones ever or whatever, like the most brutal ones.
Yeah.
And there's this one where this like cute girl and she's like, just want to let you know that you I was in a real dark place in my life and just learning of you and all this stuff. And she's like, aw. And she like starts to like get emotional. And then at the end, he's like, and then I fap on my monitor for you like afterwards. And she's like, oh, my God. Of course.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about some games on the radar. So, Lord of the Rings MMO. This is coming from the parent company of Warframe.
Yeah.
That's the story behind this. Oh. Do they have a name for this game yet?
No, they just basically just announcing it, saying that they're going to be working on it.
Do you guys remember the last one?
I never knew there was one.
There was a Lord of the Rings MMO. It was fucking pretty dog abysmal. Shit. Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I got that confused with the Elder Scrolls one.
Which was also kind of dog shit material.
No, people love that game.
Really?
Yeah, it's doing really well.
They liked it a lot more than the Lord of the Rings one.
There's millions of
The Lord of the Rings one came out. That was a long time ago. That was like trying to compete with WoW. Like that that was like after the whole like WoW craze in like 07, 08. And then the Lord of the Rings one came out and it totally didn't. It was like the first of the big MMO failures, like where people just learned repeatedly you can't compete with WoW.
I'm going to assume that... this is going to, I don't know, I'm assuming, because the timing is about right, that this is going to tie in somehow with the Amazon Lord of the Rings show that's going to be coming out.
Oh, yeah.
I think their budget for, like, the first season was, like, $10 million.
Dude. That's how they're going to get us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, I don't, this is all whatever.
That's awesome that they have that big of a budget, because hopefully that money's going to, go places.
Yeah.
With all that money, you better fucking do something amazing with it.
And they got a good director, too. I forget who it is that they put in charge.
Yeah.
But apparently Bezos is, like, super pissed that he doesn't have the killer app show. Like, he doesn't have a Stranger Things or a something that goes and makes people... I mean, The Expanse was good, but it was...
Like his own subreddit type of show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, like a really, really... popular show. Amazon still have Grand Tour. That's probably their biggest show.
Like a show that drives people
drives
to the
there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, so many people go to Reddit just for like the Game of Thrones subreddit and all
that.
Oh,
gotcha.
That's what I mean. Come on.
Gotcha. I'm new to
Reddit.
We're
still learning here.
I still don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. So they mentioned free to play in this article. That's the only noteworthy thing I'm seeing here.
It's like, we already got all the money. We don't need yours.
Yeah, well, they'll play my game some way. And Elijah Stroke Wood has some ego. Piercing eyes.
Yeah, Frodo's eyes are, or something else.
Do you think they're touched up? It seems like everything else is kind of...
This picture is, very touched
up. But yeah, when you see him in like interviews and shit, he has really fucking blue eyes.
Yeah. He does like horror movies and
What's
stuff
he done? Oh, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
So, like, low budget ones? Or like the
nine. No, he's got like a production company. One of my students from a couple of years ago was actually in one of his movies. The one about it's called Cooties. It's about kids that turn into zombies.
Of course,
Of course. It's got the
did he play as one of the kids? Because he just
yeah,
looks
he was
like
kind of an
child.
Actually he didn't have like a big part or
he's
anything.
He's eternally 19.
No, I'm talking about Frodo. I'm talking about
Elijah Wood.
Yeah, he's the guy doesn't age.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's probably using some lotions or something or moisturizers.
Wow. Yeah. Just bathes and Vaseline.
All right. Enough about Elijah Wood. Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
It's coming out in 4 days. You can pre-purchase it on GOG for 25% off. I almost clicked, but money's tight right now. So
I did not. I heard Shadow of the Tomb Raider, and then I'm lost in the pantheon of Tomb Raider games here. I don't know which is which.
This is the third one from the reboot.
They've been talking about it for a while, though.
Yeah.
Is the new movie out yet?
They made another one?
Did they recently make a new Tomb Raider one? With the younger hot chick?
Yeah, I don't know if that's out.
It's not Jolie, the younger hot chick.
The one that looks just like the new rebooted one. Like, she's more athletic looking and, like, slimmed down. No giant boobs.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah, she's
sure.
hot. Yeah.
Hmm. Still have never played Tomb Raider. Can't promise that I will, but that's as exciting to see.
They are so good.
Play off of my account at any time. All right.
So September 14th is the official release date.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, these are really good games, and for $44, I might still go and buy it. I'm in the mood for one of these.
Or you can go on Steam and buy the $90 version and play today.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like the comes with like a soundtrack. The
it's like a deluxe edition.
Yeah, the season pass and all that crap.
Yeah, I never. I mean, what's the last DLC you guys bought? I think I bought one for Darkest Dungeon. Haven't played it yet.
Yeah, that might be the last one I bought.
Yeah, like it was.
I think it's
Destiny
different.
2. Oh.
But I think it's different when you buy DLC. Like, you go out and you buy DLC rather than, like, I'm buying the deluxe edition. Because some people are just like, yeah, whatever, I'll spend an extra 10, 15 bucks, get the collector's edition or whatever. But to actually go out and be like, I want more of this game, I'm going to spend money on more gameplay, I think that says a little more.
So did you not buy the Destiny 2 one, Bobby?
I did.
Okay.
I did, so and funny. I played the first one.
I bought it. I bought it and have not loaded up Destiny
Since then,
the DLC was released. Haven't even played 1% of the DLC, which is so sad. So they just took my money.
Battle of Azeroth doesn't really count as DLC, right? It's almost like expansion. Its own fucking game.
Yeah, it's like a kind of a different thing.
All right.
$90. Wow. Okay. And I think that's all we got for On the Radar. It doesn't seem like a lot is happening right now. Like, a lot of the games, you know, Battlefield 5 is out in what, like open beta right now. Like, all the games that we've been talking about lately are, you know, they're kind of coming out now for Christmas, but there's not really a lot of announcements.
The lull before the storm. Gee, what about Battlefield 5?
Battlefield 5 open beta. So I don't have a lot of experience in Battlefield except for viewers' experience. It was one of those watching my boyfriend at the time on the couch play this nonstop, and it's a lot of fun to watch. Yeah,
with the controller,
sounds like a console.
We were remember Max. Talk. Max was a PS4 gamer, and let's not. Battlefield was always on in my house. So I've seen so much gameplay of it, and then I told myself I was going to try out Battlefield 5 open beta because why not? I always do. I always like trying out different betas and whatnot. And I go into Battlefield 5, and it's the same experience for me when it comes to trying out any other Battlefield. This one here, it's a little bit more. I think there's two available
maps,
conquest maps currently. One is in an Arctic setting, and then the other one is more
urban.
So tighter corners and whatnot. And it just feels like every other Battlefield that I've played. I don't know enough of the controls and or the subtle variations. I just know it's, for me, it just feels like good old Battlefield. I know many loaded it up and played. For me, it wasn't fun because I like team-based games where communication is important. And I feel like with Battlefield, the reason why it's such a good console shooter is that you could just load in or drop out and not have to talk to anybody, not have to really work with anyone. You do kind of have to work with your squad, but good luck coordinating with them. And for me, I was probably not helping that in regards to working with others. No, well, okay. So a lot of
it. You guys see this wall? I'm going to kill people on this side of the wall, and you guys stay on that side.
A lot of it was me trying out the different classes, the different weapons. I think I favor the medic class and the support class. And from what I understand in this game now, anyone can revive anyone. It's just that I think you have to unlock a certain level to be able to revive someone. I'm not sure if that's new to Battlefield or if that's just new to this game.
So you can revive.
There's definitely women. Players now too, so you could spawn as a woman and or kill other women.
So the revive works is you can revive your squad mates if they don't have a critical death. So critical death is like something that really fucks you up, like a headshot or something.
Okay.
You can only revive your squad mates if you're not a medic. Medic can revive anybody.
Oh, gotcha.
And the game is beautiful. I'm still running a 970, but it's still played pretty smoothly. And no real complaints on Battlefield other than the fact that I'm still so new to it that I know that if I ever really got into it, it's not going to be an occasional drop in, drop out type of thing. It's I need to understand the actual momentum of the Battlefield.
It's hard
in order to really enjoy it. But everything was slick from what I can tell in terms of, the whole actual gameplay.
Yeah, it's hard to enjoy something when you're still learning it. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like...
I play Battlefield like I'm on tutorial. That's basically how I play
I'm sure a lot of people are.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, you can kind of play like... You know, you load into your squad before you start. If you even find the game with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like you you and four other people or whatever, and then you play, and then you'll just be in each other's squad, and you could just comms each other, and that's like a really good way to like play with your friends, because it keeps you together within a larger game, which I think that's a unique experience. Does any other game do that?
I can't think of one.
Like, you make a squad, then you go into a larger army?
Yeah.
This might be the only one.
Well, Planetside?
Yeah, Planetside.
Yeah. But, if you have a coordinated squad, you can do a lot of work, because most squads are just uncoordinated. So I'm playing with a couple FPS veterans. And we were playing this weekend, and we were just always top squad because we were coordinating and
everybody else is randos, right?
Everybody else is pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
So I imagine that's when Battlefield gets a lot more fun.
Yeah.
And I didn't have any friends to play with. In fact, I don't think my Origins friends list was even working. So with open beta, it wasn't giving me any opportunity to play with friends. And it's funny because my Origin account has, before I was ever Smoochy, my Origin account, its name was Dat, and it was weird because it was weird having that old handle.
I was looking at my friends list. I'm like, who the fuck is Was Dat?
Yeah, that's me. That's me.
The first time you played this, you didn't like it.
It's not that I didn't like it. It's just nothing new.
Okay.
It's very generic. It's still the same.
Yeah, okay. So you will not be purchasing?
I only played it. I'm only going to buy it if friends buy it just so I can play with them. But it's not a game that I'm looking forward to.
Well, is this going
to
be part of their Origins thing, their subscription service?
Oh, yeah, the premium
access.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of the premium one.
Yeah, all their games.
I wonder, though, because when I was playing, there was somebody who in all general chat went hashtag not my Battlefield. And I was just curious to know what the major differences are. Oh, it looks like this guy built. Mechanic. Oh, he built something.
Yeah.
I didn't do that
in
the game.
Did you use that?
Yeah.
No.
Is it useful, Mini?
It's barriers. You can make barriers. You can put sandbags up, dig trenches, depending on the map.
So let's say you capture a point and then you want to defend it, you'll dig in, right?
Yeah.
I guess kind of thing.
Yeah.
You're not going to use them offensively in any way, right? It's not like Fortnite.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Oh no! Yeah, definitely not Fortnite.
Yeah, it takes like 5 seconds to build anything. So
yes, you'll already be riddled with bullets by the time.
Right.
That's pretty cool. It makes sense.
Yeah, it's unique.
So, is there a lack of natural cover and that forces you into this?
There is. Yeah, some of the map, like the ice map, there's a lot of open spaces.
Yeah.
So building sandbags, like you can only build them in designated spots. Like you can't just throw sandbags down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But wherever there's like you take out your entrenchment tool. And it'll highlight like that you can build a sandbag here, and then you start throwing sandbags on.
And as far as the destruction of the buildings and shit, is the whole thing just leveled at the end of the map?
No, like it's really, I mean, they were talking about destructibility of buildings, and it's not as much as you would think.
Is it really pre-rendered stuff? Like
it's kind of, yeah. It's not like you like these buildings all in this area. There's nothing you can do with those.
Right.
Like they're just there. There are certain buildings that you can level, but it's not as cool as like just destroying an entire battlefield.
I really thought this was the one that they were going to do full destructibility. Yeah. They always say it, but like, what is that game that pulled it off like 20 years, 15 years ago? Guerrilla Faction, Red Faction.
Red Faction, yeah.
Red Faction did it.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously you're speaking with way shittier graphics
and
stuff. But at least they did it.
Yeah.
Completely full destruction. It's only realistic. But maybe, I don't know, you know. They're dealing with stuff on a graphical level that nobody else is really touching, and so it must be impossible to also put full destructibility. I'm sure they would do it if they could.
Yeah,
it's just not feasible right now.
Or is it even necessary?
It's awesome. I mean, if somebody's in a building and you have a gigantic bomb, you should be able to.
But considering how long these matches last, there'll be nothing but rubble, and you'll just be rubbing bodies on top of dirt.
War never changes, Chi.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think that would be cool. They just have some really destructive.
I wish I had more insight on Battlefield 5.
Yeah.
But I don't. But that kind of makes me want to play more of it.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm only in the mood for first person shooters, and I'll get into that too, because after playing Battlefield 5, I'm like, oh, I want to play CS. And then I was streaming, but they were like, time out. Before you play CS, try Siege at least. So playing Battlefield 5 open beta at least opened up the opportunity for me to try a different game. And so I tried Rainbow Six Siege for the first time.
How'd
Who
that go?
Here plays?
What?
Nobody.
No one plays Siege in here?
No. I played. I think I got like 20 hours in that game, actually.
Yeah, so Siege has been out forever, and I have always heard so many people go, yeah, you'll like it if you like CS, but then I was like, yeah, but that's not CS, right. You know? And so finally, people persuaded me to play.
It's only $15. I was shocked how cheap it is.
Well, that's like a crappy version. Like, you get a very... I don't know what the major differences are, but I think it's a bare bone like booster pack.
There's a lot of characters,
probably less characters. I would imagine.
So I bought the standard edition, and I'm not sure what the differences are between the advance or like the gold or anything like that. I just bought the standard edition,
okay.
And with that, I had maybe about 10 or 12 different operators per side. So to kind of sum up what Rainbow Six Siege is, it is a 5v5. And it has three different game scenarios. I believe there's like a defusing, like a bomb defusal one. There's a hostage scenario. And then there's also a securing the point scenario. And it reminds me of CS underscore Estate, if you have ever played that map. It's basically one giant mansion and two teams. One starts out inside, the other one starts out outside. And then one literally tries to penetrate into the building and accomplish the objective or the task at hand. The unique thing about Siege that gives it so much replayability and makes it a lot of fun is all the different operators and the different classes, per se, that you can be. So it's a... So what I love about this game and what I love about most FPSs, I've said it before, I love team-based, heavy communication, tight corners... heavy emphasis on getting like the one up on the enemy. Mm-hmm. And here there's so much strategy involved based on, you know, it's a simple complex, you know, penetrate the building and then get out. But here every match starts off where I guess if you're the defending team, you get to set up traps and set up the environment to make it harder for them. Or you could position yourself to, like, I got spawn sniped in this game. So there's a million different scenarios. Yeah. A million different scenarios, and there's a lot of penetrable areas, like almost all walls, even the floor. I saw somebody kill somebody through the fucking floor. And that would suck. I'm just glad it wasn't me, because I would hate to get shot up the ass and die without even knowing it was coming. And and anyways, but no, so... As I was saying, all these different operators.
Up?
Yeah, all these different operators. I don't think you guys are even listening because that was fucking hilarious. But all these different operators have little abilities. For instance, the ones that I liked for offense, I like the sledgehammer. He basically has a giant hammer, and what it does, it doesn't knock down walls, but it knocks down barriers or barricades.
Like wood stuff, right?
Yeah, in one hit. And each person also has their own little setup. They're limited to whatever weapons that they have, but then you can adjust them with different attachments for free, which is really nice. And on top of that too, there's a lot of different customizations. Eventually you'll unlock more characters with I forgot what they call it, the currency in the game. I think it's renown. But the currency in the game, you'll unlock more characters, you'll unlock skins, you'll unlock charms. It's kind of cool. So the replayability is there. I played with someone who was like level 200 something or maybe 400 something, like insane. And I played for 2 hours and I think I made it to level 3. So there's definitely a huge amount of replayability here, and they've been updating it and patching it forever.
Yeah, it's in a really good place right now.
Yeah, it's in a really good place from what I understand. I'm glad that I know it took me a while, but I'm glad that I am getting into it. It does have an immense learning curve, and it's a different learning curve than CS because there are so many different
characters, right?
Game sense intricacies, and it will make you rage. And it was so funny. And it's toxic too, from what I understand, because there was a lot of team killing on the other side. So if somebody is not playing their role or doing what they need to do, I imagine that there is a lot of toxicity, because I played maybe 7 matches total, and at least 3 of them had team killing in it. That's insane.
Jesus.
Yeah. So, for me, initially, my frustrations with it wasn't so, like, the gameplay is smooth, very smooth, and it was And for me, I was being very understanding of knowing, oh, okay, I died there because I had no idea that you could do that. I had no idea what this was. I literally dropped my whole body. First death I ever had, I literally jumped on a barbed wire trap. And then I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything. All I could do was wait for somebody to find me and shoot me in the head. And those are things where I'm like, oh, yeah, duh. If I knew that, I wouldn't have actually dropped down into that giant trap. So a lot of
it,
huh?
I imagine your friends can cut you out.
Yeah, but they're so focused on their own
thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like no one can really hold your hand. You just have to play a lot or maybe do your research and really kind of understand.
You might have been going up against like harder people because you're with that person too.
I have no idea how that goes.
Like if you would have been
seem that much harder. I would see how having game knowledge could really give you the strategic advantage. And I can't wait to be at that point where I kind of understand. I know like the objectives are simple, but the different ways to go about them and to coordinate with your teammates is a lot more complex, but it's a fun game. It's going to take me a while to learn more about it, but I'm having a really good time doing it. If you're a decent shot, if you're a decent shot, you're going to do fairly okay. Like you're not going to hold your team back, which I feel like, you know, that was the only thing saving my ass really, because I was doing a lot of like stupid things. Like I'd go into a new room and I was like, oh wait, there's an opening there. If I had known there was an opening there, I wouldn't have died because I would have checked my corners.
Right.
So it is frustrating in that sense. So you have to learn the maps, and there's, I forget how many maps there are, but they're all just large mansions and homes. And, or like for what I can tell, there was one that looked like Hanamura. And then there was one that was like a biker strip bar, strip club, sorry. And everyone, and it's fun because you kind of learn classes from seeing how other people play too. What else can I say about Siege other than I'm having a good time with it?
I was thinking the other, I think yesterday or whenever it is, I was like, what's the last game that she said that she liked? Like, it's been a while, I feel like.
Infinite I liked.
No, you liked My Time at Porsche. That wasn't that long ago.
I liked, that's an understatement. I love My Time at Porsche.
Is that for release yet?
No.
No,
it's
no.
Still on. Wow.
Mm-hmm. But no, so Siege, if you've never gotten into it, I don't see why it's like, it's a perfect time to get in it. This game is, it runs so smoothly. I will say though, it's definitely one of those shooters that you might rage quit before you even like the game because of how, because of the different complexities. But if that's what you like, if you like the challenge of kind of learning and unraveling what works best with you and the type of people you like to play with, I'd say play this game. It's a lot of fun.
Cool.
No, but I will definitely continue to play more Siege. I don't know if I'm going to play it more than CS, but I definitely like the game. It's a lot of fun. And
it's
I was playing, I was on the DL server. So I was playing with like Bill the Heel and some other people from the podcast. So it's cool.
Isn't We've got a good amount of people that play that game on our server, on the Discord.
So I will be on the DLG Discord whenever I play this game. So if you ever want to hop in a game, show me the ropes, let me know.
It's kind of strange, isn't it, sometimes when you're jumping from one shooter, FPS shooter online to another one? Like, I know Mr. F and Sweet was complaining about playing so much PUBG and then going to CSGO, and it's completely different. Like, it just feels different, you know, but you're used to how the guns shoot in the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So playing two at the same time can be challenging.
Yeah, more because challenging a lot than of it is muscle memory, you know, recoil control.
Exactly.
And all of that stuff. So it,
which is different in every game.
Mm-hmm. So that was, I wouldn't take on three different FPSs at the same time, two at most. And what's the thing, the one frustration, the major complaint I will have about this game is the controls. The key bindings, they're more, the way they're set up for me, it's more like Call of Duty key bindings. And coming from CS, that was frustrating because I just needed to change my, all I needed to do was change my initial controls, of course, and then everything's smooth after that.
Yeah.
But the default controls really threw me off, this like to the point where I was raging and like really bad. But yeah, that's the largest complaint I have about it.
That's a minor complaint.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's funny. One more thing. So there's a lot of utilization in here in terms of like cameras. When you die, you actually get to look through security feeds as long as they don't shoot through the cameras. So there's a lot of ghosting in this game to help your
purpose.
So it's important to know different call outs and whatnot, and which reminds me of CS. So I'm excited to do that.
too technical for me.
It is very technical, but I'm excited about it. It's fun because in the beginning, for pre-match, the attackers get to send in these little drones to look around to kind of...
It's like a pre-game. Sweep.
Yeah, and the drones look like... I call them little shake weights because they're basically little segues that you send in, but they look like dumbbells. It's pretty hilarious.
I'm like that kid at class that keeps asking questions when everybody wants to go home.
All right, we can move on past Rainbow Six Siege. I know a lot of people are playing this, so if you, so just hit me up on DLG and we'll game together for sure.
I don't know if I still have it. I think I played the beta. That's the only thing I played. Anyway, not for me.
100,000 people playing now.
Damn.
Pretty good.
That's good.
A lot of people.
It's one of the rare games that came back from not doing well.
Yeah, I mean, the game came out 2015.
Yeah, a long time ago. And I had zero interest, and I probably still had zero interest until people kept on egging me to play it. So, but it's worth it, totally.
Cool.
All right, what else we got here? Minnie, you've been playing The Messenger.
Oh, yeah. Didn't really play much.
I feel bad for that. So,
you didn't beat it?
Well, you can't fucking beat a Metroidvania every week, dude. That's quite a schedule.
No, but I could. I just didn't because I was stupid, lazy. I was playing HOTS a lot. Damn it. Bobby?
How'd HOTS go?
Good.
Man. So now you're playing HOTS and I'm playing WoW. We've switched additions here.
I don't know. I like HOTS a lot.
Yeah.
It's a great game.
Yeah, it's so fun.
He's like, have you been listening?
I hate that I love it so much, man.
It's funny because you've played before. Why are you just realizing now that you like it so much?
Have you played other MOBAs?
Paragon. Then I tried all the other standard ones like Smite and the other big ones.
Are you playing regular mode or are you playing?
I just play quick play. I played a few ranked matches and it was cool, but I'm just in it just to play a game.
No, I was wondering if you play the ARAM version whatever that's called.
I have. I do play some of the Brawl.
Oh, that's a Brawl. Switches. I keep forgetting that's a Brawl.
Yeah, it switches every week, but the ARAM is definitely the most popular one. So I think they
should just keep it around, right?
They really should.
Yeah.
Mini announcing that he's going to be. Metroidvania every week is like me promising to beat 12 titles in 12 months.
Yeah, all right, so I guess I'm going to beat two this week then.
Damn.
Count on it.
Well, do you like the game?
Yeah. No, the game is so smooth, man. It's because I loved Ninja Gaiden when I was a kid. I loved it. And this game is basically just that. The first part of the game is a linear platformer. And then later in the game, it gets more Metroidvania. So it's kind of weird. Never played a game that does that.
Like weird. Maybe it's linear at the beginning to get you used to the controls and everything.
Yeah, but it's like a good while.
Can you please explain the difference between a Metroidvania and a Roguevania? Like, what are the core differences?
A Roguevania is like you die and restart. So it's roguelike, yeah.
Okay.
So Metroidvania is a game that has like a large world, and in that world, like, the only thing that's stopping you from getting from one point to another is finding an ability or
a key. Well, usually an ability.
Yeah, usually it's almost always an ability.
But then you still die and restart, right?
No. No, there's like save points and you've played Metroid.
Like if you die,
I don't think I've played Metroid.
Castlevania,
yes.
So yeah, it's just like that.
Castlevania is a Metroidvania.
Yes, that's Metroid and Castlevania is Metroidvania. That's
I don't know why they combined one. I guess it just sounds good.
Well, because it's like they didn't know if they want to call it the Metroid-like or a Castlevania-like, so they just called it Metroidvania.
It's those two games, but it doesn't really matter. It could be either one.
Yeah.
Anyway, just imagine
But I still felt like when I beat Castlevania.
Symphony of the Night. I always wanted to play that game. It's like
I forgot which one it was on DS.
It's so good.
Portal something. But I beat that one.
Is it on Steam, Bobby? Symphony of the Night?
And it still felt like I was just like dying and resetting if I did die.
Maybe from like the Nintendo games, but like later on, like Super Nintendo and PlayStation, those were definitely like it's like a giant world, and you save and
like here's the difference. So like on Guacamelee, if he dies, he'll just start at the respawn point, and then he has to go back in, right?
Yeah,
and do it all. But if you were playing a Roguevania, you start at the very beginning of the castle again.
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So what's a Roguevania?
That's what I just said.
But other than Dead Cells.
Dead Cells is the only one right now.
The only one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
No, and Bobby, what's the one that you really like?
Rogue Legacy? So kind of like Dark Souls, if it were a platform kind of thing.
Rogue Legacy is kind of like that too.
Roguevania or Metroid?
I feel like we're just throwing words together now.
Well, like, Dark Souls obviously isn't a platform, but like that whole concept of resetting and losing Souls-like. Everything.
Mm-hmm. That's more of a rogue royale. I'm just...
Oh, we got a title, folks.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you heard it here first, because that's definitely going to be a genre.
It's
got to
be a thing.
It's too good not to be. Rogue Royale.
It doesn't work.
I don't know how that would work.
Royales, you die once
it's
and you're out of the game.
Kind of a rogue.
We'll make it work.
We'll make it work.
Yeah.
We got engineers on it. The DLG R&D is on it. The graphics are so bad, dude. What are those?
Are not.
I got a theory, though. You commented on how smoothly it plays and handles, and I think there's kind of a... Our brain is a little bit deceived because we're so used to playing old Nintendo and Super Nintendo games, and when we see these graphics, our brain immediately assumes...
Clunky.
Yeah, assumes clunky, and then when the controls are actually modern, then we're surprised at how good and fluid it feels.
Oh, yeah.
And you're on the... monitor, everything's looking smooth to you too, right?
No, yes. I'm playing this on Switch, so no.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh.
Do you usually play on the big screen, your Switch?
Off and on, 50-50, basically.
I haven't played mine since I got back home.
No, man, you need to try it. So many good games on there.
Well, I fucking lost my fucking games, man.
All right.
Oh, yeah. You never got that. Well, I didn't think you were getting those back.
They take a micro SD card, so you can buy a big micro SD card really cheap and just download games.
So don't games like get bound to your account? Or they still doing like a physical game system?
They do have physical games, and I think those are resellable.
Okay, but can you buy games that are bound to your account and then just download them to the SD card?
No. I thought you could. I thought that was a really big selling point for me. But I see why. They're fucking tiny. You're gonna lose them.
Yeah.
Then they just sell another one.
Yeah, they're about the size of micro SD.
I honestly have zero appeal to micro SD. Like, I look at one, I'm like, that is way too fucking small. Yeah. I'd rather put it on a cloud. I don't want to deal with something that tiny.
But they kind of have to deal with it if you want to switch.
Guys, no.
It seems like they'd switch over to the other system of doing things like the like an online account.
Their online is going to go. It starts this month.
Yeah,
The paid.
It's a big deal too. They're doing a whole bunch of stuff.
They were supposed to do a big announcement on Smash Brothers, I think it was, or no, Nintendo was supposed to do a big announcement, like a whole bunch of like revamping of the Switch.
Yeah,
but then there was like a huge earthquake in Tokyo.
I don't know why she's telling you something.
I am gifting Minnie a hair tie that's not fucking broken.
I like that one.
Your hair tie has tape on it.
Yeah, it's electrical tape. It works very well. This is too tight. I like mine a bit looser.
Oh, speaking of hair, I wake up this morning late, like 10.
But thank you.
And I walk out, and Mila walks out of her room, and she's been by herself for probably 2 hours while everybody slumbers. Cut her hair off.
Oh, no.
How much? Yeah,
like all of it. I mean, it doesn't look bad. Like this.
Shoulder
like,
length. Shoulder. Okay. Why did she do that?
She went, she's like, it always gets... She's never had a haircut in her life.
Oh.
Because her hair is gorgeous and beautiful and long. Did Sam freak out?
She kind of had a freak out, but then...
I would freak out.
But it's her hair.
Yeah.
And she's like, it gets in my mouth and it gets sweaty and gets stuck to my face when I play. Yeah. And I'm
awesome.
Like, yeah, good
for
you.
On her.
Yeah, I was like, good for you, but talk to somebody next time.
Yeah.
So I played the Switch for the first time this week.
With who?
Well, my nephew, actually.
Oh, okay.
He just recently turned, 13.
Okay.
Which is a cool age for a kid. It's when you can start, talking to him about stuff. He's going to teach me how to play Magic, because I guess he's getting into that.
Okay.
And I never played Magic.
Can you sling dirty jokes at him yet? Because my nephew's 10, so he's still sweet and innocent. So
I don't know if I want to have that relationship.
The only reason I say careful is because at 13, they're still making up their own rules. And
He's been going to tournaments and playing with other people. So
he's nerdy.
I was pretty impressed. Yeah, and I guess he's getting
into
D&T.
Make sure you give him lady advice.
He's got the Bobby gene. Do you see yourself in
Uncle Bobby?
He looked a lot like me when he was very young.
Really?
Yeah, because I used to have white hair. Like I used to have blonde white hair when I was a kid. I'll show you a picture sometime.
Does your hair ever brighten up at all now?
If I grow it out long, people are like, I didn't realize your hair was so light.
If
I grow it out long,
if you go out to the beach or anything?
If I spend a lot of time in the sun.
Do you tan well?
Oh, yeah, I tan great. I used to be very tan back in the day.
How often do you see this nephew?
Not too often. I never make it out to... my family is just far enough away for it to be kind of inconvenient for me to go out there too often. Mm-hmm. But we do get together a lot because I got a huge family.
Well, then it's 125 degrees.
Oh my God, it was so hot out there. I got back in my car and I burnt my hand on the shifting knob. Yeah. Like I had a blister, like fucking the thief from Home Alone when Kevin McAllister, he said, dude, like that straight up happened to me.
I was going to say that Mario Party blister
where
too.
Where was this?
El Cajon, East County, where all the El Cajon is like Spanish for the box, right?
Yeah,
but it's like a musical box, but they call it that because it's like a big valley, so all the heat just sits down there.
Yeah, worse than a valley because it has four sides.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like this big pit that you have to claw.
Imagine
your
way a crater. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Anyway, enough about the weather out here.
You know what's funny? I think San Diego. I call it San Diego now. I don't call it San Diego much anymore.
It works.
I literally bought two umbrellas for the sun specifically. It's very Asian of me.
Yeah.
But
I
didn't buy
hat?
Umbrellas for rainy season. I bought umbrellas for sunny season.
Yeah. Did you get the one with the hat?
No, no. I'm not that nerdy. Come on.
That way you can play your Switch. What game did you play, Bobby?
I didn't play any game that I would have liked to have sat down and really got into, like Zelda or Mario or anything.
Right.
I played Scribblenauts, which I have played before on the
Scribblenauts
PC.
Scribblenauts is fun.
Yeah, and that's like, it's like a Mario Party type game, but not nearly as advanced as that. It's a lot of like mini games, a lot of like, they have two kinds. Like one's like a move your thing really fast. And I wasn't too great at that. And then they have some that are just like these little mini puzzle games where you compete against each other. But then you have a board where you're moving across. You know, it was like a simplified Mario Party. But man, those controllers are small.
Oh, yeah.
I like how you can switch back and forth between like the handheld remote thing. And it works perfectly. Like all the buttons are in the right spot. And then you switch it around and you use it like a normal like Nintendo controller. But dude, they are tiny.
Yeah, they're super tiny. Yeah.
Yeah. I was very impressed with it though. And the whole like flexibility of being mobile and hooking it up to a TV. I mean, it's great. I may buy one.
The Pro controller is really awesome. It definitely
Pro controller?
Yeah.
Oh, it's basically bigger? Like one of these.
Yeah, it's basically like an Xbox controller. It's a lot more comfortable.
What is it? 50, 60 bucks?
60 bucks for the regular one, but there is like a Nintendo, what's the word I'm looking for? Like it's made by Nintendo, but it's really cheap version, like $30 version.
Oh, gotcha. I could just see Bobby, like when it says shake the thing really fast, he just has existential questions about it. He's like, but why would I shake the thing?
They try to mix it up. One's like you're digging out a treasure, so you have to like do a circular motion.
That's awesome for little kids, man.
Yeah, it's great. You know, it's active and stuff. But I'm just like, every motion you make with a controller just seems like jerking off.
Can we
like,
play some Just Dance? I would love to get down with some Just Dance.
Oh, God.
Please. Just Dance.
Nobody
Sam and
you,
I. At least Sam and I.
She might.
I've seen her dance.
Nobody has it. You'll have to buy it.
All right.
Just Dance.
Oh, boy. All right. I'll talk a little bit about WoW. I'll keep it short because I know some people don't play it and they aren't into it. But the big update came out with the new Mythic Raid and stuff. I didn't even run it. No point in even doing it at this point.
Why?
Because
it's challenging.
I looked up the fights. The fights are so... The boss mechanics are so hard. There's no way you're going to do it with a bunch of randos.
Yeah. So if I'm not in our Discord, it's because I hang out in my core group's Discord. And all of them are playing WoW. Uh-huh. And I'll sneak into their channel while they're raiding. Yeah. Literally. It's just them eating chewing each other out.
Yeah. Eating each other out.
I mean,
tossing each other salad.
Both that, yeah, like eating the groceries, whatever. No. but it's just like people like raging at each other, and I'm just like, that's classic WoW. That's the beauty of WoW, because you gotta like really get along with the people that you're playing with.
Yeah.
So you can really just like rage, be mad at somebody, and then they just like take it for what it is and still be your friend and still just get the fucking job done. Like, that's what I love about I actually generally play with a lot of ragers because I kind of understand their intensity and it gets the job done. If you gotta yell at somebody and call them a piece of dirt to get the job done, why not? You can't always be nice.
I mean, I don't know. There's other ways of doing it. I feel like the more I play WoW, the more I run into like the same type of person. I've ran into a few cool people and we've had some good times. But I've ran into so many people who are just like unnecessarily rude. Not even about like, hey, you fucked up here, you did this wrong. They're just like, for absolutely no reason, they just make like a real dick comment. And I'm just like, I know exactly who you are, dude. I know the exact person who is sitting on the other side of that screen. Because everybody in WoW too is just like assuming they're the only mid-30s dude trying to squeeze us in between career and family. Like, it's all old dudes now that just play WoW. Mm. It's all people who used to like, who were addicted to it back in the day and now have come back and just tried to make it work in their life. And they're all just like cynical old assholes who just snap at each other because they're just little impotent men sitting in front of computers. It's so, but then I've met a lot of cool people too. Like, I've ran into so much of that and I just got to like shluff it off. But it's frustrating because working in IT, I've ran into so many people like that. Like, if you work in the IT field, you're going to run into those types of nerds who are just, they have to be good at something, right? But
and they're too pompous about what they do.
Yeah, and it's just like, they just, without any provocation, they'll just immediately take that tone with you. Yeah. But anyway, I make it sound bad. I'm actually having fun playing WoW.
I'm enjoying it as well.
Yeah, it's been a good time. So I did the whole mythic, running the mythic dungeons thing, and the highest one I was able to run was 5. My item level is 351. That's all the tech talk or all the technical details I'm going to give you because I don't want to bore anybody. But I always
don't worry about Jens, dude. He can go fuck himself. He'll keep listening. No,
there's a lot of people who listen who don't play WoW, and I know what it's like to sit through hearing someone talk about something you have no frame of reference for. But I will,
like me and every Metroidvania game.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just kidding.
But I will tell a story that we can all relate to. So I always see funny stuff in this game, and it happened the other night. I was sitting out in front of a dungeon waiting for some people, and I saw a guild name on someone that just made me laugh out loud, and it said, what was it called? The Gang Tries Raiding, which... No. Yep. No one got it. All right. Yeah. Cool. So It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Almost all the episodes.
Oh, are the gang does this. That's awesome. Yeah,
it's always the same.
Why didn't
type
that
of
click
intro
for me?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think most people would go over their head at first, but if you're reminded, you might understand. But yeah, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia always starts the same way. They got a cold open and they smash cut into a title card, which is the name of the episode, which is usually the gang does this or the gang does that. It's kind of like Friends.
The wild
all
card
the episodes
in that,
were called
in that game.
All the episodes were called
The Gang Does Something. Yeah,
no Friends. Friends.
Oh, Friends.
Yeah, yeah.
The one where.
Yeah, the one. Yeah, mm-hmm. The one where. I never watched.
Like
Friends,
it was a story, right?
Yeah, the one where.
That's the one.
So and so does this.
The one where Rachel gets married. The one where Rachel gets married again. The one where.
Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of what It's Always Sunny does. So I thought that was a very creative guild name there.
And, that's awesome.
Almost as creative as my guild name. Did you guys
what's
know
your guild name?
Oh no. My God.
What's your guild name?
Too Legit to Crit.
Oh, that's funny.
I mean, it's just a guild that I started so I get extra inventory slots and stuff. It's not like an actual thing, but I'm proud of it. I wear it.
Can I? Okay. So my core friends, their guild name is Suikoden based on the RPG.
Yeah.
But we had a debate on, is it Suikoden or is it Suikoden?
No,
that's the way you
Suikoden?
Said it the first time.
The first one.
Like, what I had always heard.
I have always called it Suikoden. Suikoden. I think that's how the Japanese would. Japanese people would pronounce
Suikoden.
It. Suikoden. Yeah. So I'm assuming.
Nanda.
I'm assuming that's it. If I'm wrong, correct me.
No, you're right.
I don't know what that is. What does that mean?
Suikoden.
It's
a video game. It's an epic.
It doesn't mean anything.
It's, like, it's an epic RPG.
If you
would have
kept going down the Nintendo route, it would have.
Can I?
No, it was a PlayStation.
Can I tell you some of my most memorable RPG moments in Suikoden when I played it?
If we that's say one no, few, is that going to stop
one
you?
One of the few RPGs I've ever beat when I was younger.
Yeah.
And basically, you can go out and you can recruit, I don't know how many people.
Ooh, good luck, buddy.
But like over 50 people. You could recruit them for your castle and your party, and you get to change up your party. And one of the best things about it is that in your castle there was a hot tub, and every time I came back to the castle I would always go to the hot tub to see who was in the hot tub. And I would like just mac on people in the hot tub, and then there were like romances in the game. I don't think the main character has his own romance.
I feel like I'm really missing something major here.
And then it had the gambling in the game. It had the cup game. So I spent, it was like one of the first times it was like a game within a game.
You'd be.
So I was like spending all my money playing playing the cup game. And then like the characters are very memorable too. Like you can recruit, I don't know
how many
people.
This was PlayStation 1?
No, this is like NES, SNES, I think.
I don't remember.
This was PlayStation.
It was a PS1.
I think it's PlayStation.
1998.
No, this is.
The graphics look
pretty bad.
Look it's pretty old.
They're classic. Maybe it is PlayStation 1.
It was interesting, Bobby.
I thought it was older.
The big selling
than
point on this was like what she said, the recruiting, but you can recruit up to like 80 characters.
Yeah, so many.
The first time.
So you really get to customize your combat. And then I remember too, is the first game where they killed off my favorite character. He died.
Well, I know. Yeah, he dead. He gone.
But it was God. This game was so good.
So we kind of, I guess we did kind of segue into something that I wanted to ask you guys. So yeah. I saw that really cool guild name, and there's been multiple times where I've seen like either a character screen name or a guild name or something that I thought, hey, that is really creative. A lot of times in WoW too, I saw a guy who named his pet McGarnigal, which is like an old Simpsons joke. I'm like, oh, this guy gets it.
Oh,
and then I saw some dude named Randy Watson, which is a character from Eddie Murphy's best movie, Coming to America. But shit like that, I just love to see. What are some guild names or screen names that you guys will always remember? Like,
I saw one in HOTS yesterday, and I was talking to my friends about it. Now I can't remember what it was. I thought it was just hilarious, though.
Cool story, bro. I used to be in Club Foo.
Why are you such a dick?
She's not being mean to you today, so somebody's got to pick up the beating stick. I'll take this. Club Foo, they were the number one. I was like a sub. I was like bottom tier within the organization, but we were top tier overall. In EverQuest, and obviously it was Club Fuck You, and it was really odd. I think it was hard because we would our organization would always be talking to the DMs or the GMs because we were number one guild, so we were always getting to the content first.
Yeah.
So then the GMs would come down and talk to us from time to time, like in person. By the way, they would make themselves look so cool, crackling with lightning and shit, and glowing things that you'd never have ever. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, guys, we're not sure how this worked. It was really cool because we were pushing the boundaries. Anyway, they always had to call us Club Foo, and they were never happy with it. Like the GMs, they always wanted us to change it. But you can't, like, I think you get special permissions when you're the top guild or something like that. Anyway, didn't that just happen with Overwatch? There was a club, or there's a Foo Gaming?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't remember that. About that.
Yeah. Yeah. A while ago.
You know what's funny?
And they changed it to Fusion.
It was their shirt. It was a shirt that they released.
Oh, F-U.
So one thing that on the topic of Foo, Pho, the Vietnamese dish.
Yeah, yeah.
So many people that I talk to call it Pho.
Yeah.
Because that's what they read.
It's right.
And then I have to correct them. And the way I correct them, I'm not like pompous about it. I'm like, it's pho, please. Can you get it right? It's more like, I was like, oh, you, so I was like, oh, pho, you know, pho is actually pho.
Yeah.
And you can remember this because my favorite pho restaurant was called Pho King Noodles.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those. So
and that's so that was, that's the way I get people to actually
that's
learn how to pronounce
bold,
it.
That's bold, man, to name your, are they still around? Because that's a bold.
They have one in Elkhorn Boulevard.
I don't know of anyone's out here. I just know that out east, that was the actual noodle place that we go to all the time. And then as for guild names, I've seen so many, but I don't remember any specifically. Right. If I can make one up right now, it would probably be like,
I don't think that was
Will,
a question.
Will Zug for food or something like that.
What was I saying? I don't know.
So Minnie, you can't remember that.
Clever,
from
clever, like clever names. Minnie never came up with anything.
No, I didn't get one either.
Remember it? It was
just the one that was.
It made me laugh.
We were in one called Sociopath. People would always be like, "What? Why? Why would you name? You guys are a group of like antisocial." It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, sociopath. Like that's like a crazy person, right? Not an
it's somebody that like
person.
Goes out there and tries to hurt other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. That seems like you guys are probably horde, I'm guessing. That's pretty edgy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think it's funny that there are screen names that I ran into like 15 years ago and I still remember them. There's a dude out there who had a screen name that is burned into my memory. Like, and I'll never forget.
There's characters that I'll never forget. Like in EverQuest, there was guys, just like
Like they NPCs were, yeah. or actual
no,
people?
No, like people. They were they were so popular yeah. on our server that,
well, you
like,
know, I don't like think gods. You really get that anymore with mm-hmm. WoW, because they do this whole like cross meshing of servers. Like I just see random people all the time. And back in the day when I was on Undermine, like I saw the same old people hanging around Ironforge. It's like, oh, there's that dude. He always
I
does
actually
this.
Had. I was always on the little in Orgrimmar. I was always on the little barrel right in front of the auction house
when I was
selling enchantments. And so people know to find me. Like some people, like I would yell for enchantments. I wouldn't have to tell them where I'm at. They would just know I'm on that barrel.
How much money were you making doing this?
I don't know, but when I sold my gold, I sold it for $350 before I quit. That's before Wrath of the Lich King.
That's probably right when it was like.
Hmm. Well, I remember gold is highly inflated now. Like gold back then was.
Really valuable, right?
Yeah, really valuable. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, and it gets worse and worse. I can tell because every time I stop playing, I can see how much gold my character had. So the last character that I played on Legion had like 80,000 gold. I made 80,000 gold like the first week I was playing my first character. Like, it's skyrocketing.
I think I had like 20,000 that I sold for 350 back then. And I sold it to someone who was in my guild. So it wasn't like I was mm-hmm. Chinese farming or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you were farming and you were also Chinese. I mean, you were kind of Chinese farming.
A little bit, yeah.
And one last thing. So last time when I played WoW during Legion, there was I was talking about how I kept getting one audio clip stuck in my head constantly. Do you guys remember what it was?
No.
Chad laughed at it because we were playing it. No. It was when you were going through like some area and like you had to go in like stealthily and some guys would almost see you and they'd
do the Murloc noise.
They'd say, it's an illusion.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Okay. Yeah. There's a new one this time that's just imprinted in my brain. Like I just say it sometimes when I'm just walking around my house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bobby.
Okay, dude. And this one, all right, here it comes. A turtle made it to water.
Oh, they have music videos with that. I've seen those music videos. For someone that's not playing WoW at all, I'm kind of in the know.
I got to look it up.
A turtle made it to the water.
You just typed in A/TU and it made this.
Yeah,
well, because I've been searching it not stopped. It.
Yeah, we prepare things around here. Okay. This is kind of a thing. Let's see.
Wait, play the song.
No, we're not doing the
song. Is this like a mini game?
The song is so epic.
Yeah, it's a
so
mini
cute.
Game that you do with these like special race of turtles.
I guess you have to destroy them before they make it to the water.
Oh, you have to protect them.
Protect them.
Oh, you protect the turtles.
Oh, who would destroy them? A turtle made it to the water. They're like the cute. I stepped all over that.
I don't know how many times I've heard that, and I don't know why that sticks in my head. But apparently it's not just me, because I was just out one day walking around, and some dude was just yelling around a certain area, a turtle made it to the water. Like, they're just yelling and jumping.
I think you imagined him.
No, no, it was real.
Was he also floating?
All right, for Jen's sake, let's move on.
I thought you were talking about...
Yeah, let's not talk about WoW, and then 45 minutes.
Yeah, but you see the way I talk about WoW? I got funny stories, I got little quips,
Nintendo's,
I got things researched.
Nintendo games.
I wasn't like, well, when you do this, and I equip this, and this slot, and then I went, there's different ways you can talk about things. I try to keep it entertaining, folks.
What was I going to say? Okay, quickly on WoW. Don't start level one, because I did that just for like the nostalgia and stuff, and it's fun. It's exactly what it was way back then.
Yeah.
Play the new, version. Fucking boost a character. You have to do it.
What's it called? North Shire? And like the beginning point? And
for the humans,
Humans, yeah.
I don't know. There's that.
What? Laconius.
All right. Mother Gunship. Has someone been playing this?
Yeah, I played it a couple hours yesterday, I think.
I hope it's as good as it looks.
It is good. It is not great. It is a lot of dumb fun. You know, it's first-person bullet hell type
stuff.
Did
you see the Mother Simulator game that came down right before you... Bobby, can we...
There's a mom simulator?
Yes, can we look at that? I know we're...
Isn't that a thing in her?
He typed in mother for Mother Gunship, and then there's a mother simulator for $1.99.
God.
And there's a fucking blue-eyed fetus.
Who the fuck?
Hey, there's
my gosh.
There's a penis on Steam. I know there was.
Oh, yeah, they got new rules. You can have nudity and all sorts of shit there. I think at some point we got to stop being surprised by stuff like that. Like, I don't even react to it. I'm like, huh?
So it's dumb fun. It's going on crazy action, millions of things flying at you at once. You're dodging around, shooting things. You have triple jump right off the bat. So, you know, this game is just going to get crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're flying around, you have, it's not really, what'd you call that, Bobby? Six,
6 degrees of freedom.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but you, instead of just flying straight up, you do have to triple jump, but you can get around pretty well. There's so much going on. It's hard to track what's happening exactly. Like, I'm not sure when I'm getting hit, and that's a problem. You can get hit a lot. You're a mech. So you're flying around, and you can, it doesn't really matter when you get hit.
Yeah, so there's, like, no blood splatters or, like, the screen going red? Or
yeah, your screen cracks a little bit, I learned later.
Wait, are you a mech or are you a cyborg, cyborg if you have blood splatter?
There's no blood splatter. You're a mech, and your screen...
Sparks flying?
No, screen cracks. But you're so focused on dodging everything that... You hardly even notice that. And then sometimes your screen flashes. I thought I was getting hit. Nope, that's when I'm picking up the power-ups. Mm. And you have to pick up the power-ups because they disappear real quick. So not only are you dodging, there's a lot of shit going on. Mm-hmm. And then after the big room where you fight all this stuff, which is fun, don't get me wrong, then you go into the crafting room and then you have to think. So it's like action, superpower, like boom, 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 and then math test. not that it's difficult, but you can build a fucked up gun and it won't work and you won't be able to get through the next spot. Oh. And you'll have to go back. But you start to learn, you know, like what works and what
doesn't. That was my experience in Siege. I unbound my shoot button and I got myself killed. And then when I went to go look at it, it said it was bound. And then when I started up the new game, it was unbound again. And I was like, what the fuck is this game? The only thing that's pissing me off is the UI. No, I fired my gun and it wouldn't fire.
Right.
And then I checked my keybinds. They were correct. And then I tried to fire again and they were unbound.
Weird.
Maybe I unbound it. Maybe I am pretty sure I was a dumbass in that moment and really just unbound my fire key. But their interface was really stupid. I mean, their options interface really stupid.
What's the framework of this game, Mother Gunship?
As far as the story and stuff, there's like an alien fleet and you have to go.
So it's like a campaign, like level 1, 2, 3 all the way to
And
the
it end. Doesn't take itself seriously at all. It's like just making jokes the entire time.
It basically looks like over the top claptrap shooting arena.
Kinda.
In a sense.
Yeah.
But wait a second. In the main cover, you are actually a duke. Dude, you're not a mech.
You're a mech.
You have a body.
You're a mech.
You're a cyborg.
That's a guy in a mech suit. Or I guess it's an exoskeleton.
Not a lot of people playing this game.
Maybe you're not a cyborg. Wait, a mech is a person in a mech suit?
Why does it matter, G? Like
a robot.
You get in a suit. I think that's a mech.
That's a mech? Right?
Yeah, I've seen aliens.
Oh, like mech is. Warrior. Oh, you're a mech.
Are you high?
I'm tired, guys. I didn't get home until very late last night because of work.
Butter in your coffee.
Better in the brain.
$25. That seems like that's a healthy amount of money for a game like this.
Yeah. I don't know if I think there's a lot of stuff you can do here, and it's two player. You can invite friends over. I haven't done it yet because nobody else
online.
There's 13 people playing this.
Let's see.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
There's like a game hub where you can like invite people to your friend.
I don't play mech games, by the way, so I don't really know.
How do you know you don't know what a mech is? Maybe you've been playing mechs this whole time?
I don't know.
Let's see how long it takes to beat, because if it's, 4.5 hours for the whole thing, like main and extra, 7.5 hours. Yeah, I don't know. Is this still in early access?
I don't think so.
Don't think so.
No,
it's not.
Yeah, it's a little steep, I guess.
I don't know. It looks cool. Like, I like the idea and the whole thing with the guns. I play it off your account, but I don't know if I'd buy this game.
The rules of the gun building is barrels have to face forward.
And then, that's
like,
a good rule.
Yeah, and the guy's like, you can thank the insurance companies for that one.
That's funny.
I was smiling throughout the jokes. The jokes actually land, like most of them, some of them.
It's pretty good voice acting.
It's over the top. It's not taking itself seriously at all. And you can't with a game like this. Mm-hmm. So, like, your gun is basically just like a Lego block. And then you can put a barrel right here, and you can put, like, a modifier. So, like, the barrel will be a shotgun, and then this could be bouncy bullets. And mm-hmm. so everything out of here. Or you could take this off and put another shotgun barrel. So now you have a double shotgun. Then you could get another Lego block completely and put, like, four barrels on that. But the more the energy you shoot per gun, the more you have to wait for your energy to go back up. Okay. And then there's perks. There's a lot to
it. Are you constantly switching out your type of gun? What if you
constantly?
What if you like the gun that you have and you want to stick running to it? Okay.
And try to improve on it.
Okay.
But it's like after every room, after every big encounter, which is like every 5 minutes, mm-hmm. you get to have modify again. It's like modify fight, and it's a great little mm-hmm. like. I like it. I like how it goes. The only thing I don't like is too much to handle for my old brain at once. But I'm doing well. I'm not like dying. It's just like I'd like to know more about whether I'm dodging or not. I can't tell most of the time. That looks sweet. I haven't built
anything. Seems like it'd be a good game for VR. Like all the shit flying around.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it has support, but yeah.
Very colorful.
When are we going to get our own VR? I would love that.
I don't know.
Hmm. I think that's all the games we got to talk about.
Yep.
Time for some news.
Not a lot.
Yep. Who's got the OWL teams?
Yeah, it's me. 8 new Overwatch League teams are being introduced. So I think there's going to be like 3 coming from China.
On top of the
12, yeah.
Okay.
Wow, 20?
So yeah, wow. Total of 20. There's 3 on the East Asian islands, not islands, coast. Paris, Canada, and I think one on the east coast of...
Do you mean France or...
Is their audience not dying?
Is it like cities? Oh, it's cities, right?
It's cities, yeah.
Okay. Is Overwatch still a very well-populated game?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Because you said Canada, so...
Canada, maybe it's... But is there, it's Canada's first team, so I'm just saying Canada.
Gotcha. Oh, boy. God. Oh, no. Oh, stop, guys.
All
right. My ears.
Yeah, they always had like the Chinese team, but they might be replacing them with just 3 Chinese city teams.
Well, the Shanghai Dragons, I heard they switched up a lot of the roster because they went like
they fired
zero
them all,
and everything.
Yeah, no, they
fired
they
mean killed and buried underground for shaming the country.
They didn't win.
I'm kidding,
no, well, Overwatch fired them. Hypothetically, I think, right? That's their boss. Right?
No.
No, well, I think whoever's in charge of the team got rid of all the players or most of them.
No, okay. They got rid of a lot of them, definitely.
You can't go 0-40.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. It was something like that. 0-40, that's crazy.
Actually, I was a part of a volleyball team that never won one single game. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe, were you on the field when they were playing?
I mean, I was part of the team, yeah.
But, I don't know why this is coming back
good.
So slowly.
Not good.
So we got 3 in China. Yep. We've got Vancouver. We've got 2 in the United States.
And then Paris, one,
and
I
then,
think.
Yeah, and then 1 in France.
So I guess they're making money with this thing, I guess?
Yeah. I'm sure they are. If they're adding 8 new teams, they must be making good money.
Hmm. There's going to be a lot more games over at the at their arena or whatever.
By the way, I went for a daycare up in L.A. this past Tuesday, I think. For one of my girlfriend's birthdays, and it was so funny. I ended up right outside of we pulled over for something. Actually, it was a liquor store, and oddly enough, I pulled over to the liquor store that was right across from the arena.
Blizzard arena?
Was like, oh my god, I know this neighborhood. Like, I know this neighborhood.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my gosh, yeah, that's the Blizzard arena
there.
It's not really LA. It's
Burbank.
So it's right outside of LA. And that was like our first stop, the liquor store across from the OWL arena.
You wouldn't know it driving by it. If you
Looks like it's very inconspicuous.
Looks like an office building.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a soundstage. They got a bunch of them over there. Blizzard just happened to buy this one and then deck it out with seats and everything.
I think like the Conan O'Brien is like a walking distance away from that area too.
Yeah, they film Conan sometimes down there.
Yeah, I've been there. I went to a Conan show.
Oh, yeah?
It's weird. You have to park and then they walk you like a mile, this giant group of people walking through. And then we saw some like famous people just walking through the sound stages.
Where?
Right there.
Oh, right there?
Yeah, Burbank. Mm-hmm. That's where like a lot of the production that's like daily stuff happens.
Yeah, it's like, Burbank's right next to Hollywood, so they have a lot of studios out there.
Yeah.
So also the Overwatch World Cup is going on right now.
Yeah.
That's another tournament thing, but that's like all the countries basically.
So, yeah, I got a question
about that.
There's
2.
Like, yeah, they're separate than the Overwatch League.
Overwatch League and Overwatch
World
Cup.
It's almost like the Olympics versus the World Cup, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
Or like Premier League versus the World Cup.
Yeah, it's very similar.
They're going to have the grand finals at BlizzCon, I assume. So
I'm sure they are, yeah.
They're probably doing some of the group stage or preliminary stuff.
Are some of the players on both teams?
Yeah, if you're in Overwatch League, you're probably going to be on the country team as well.
I see.
Like the country that you're from, of course.
I would have promote. Well, I don't know. I'm not a billion-dollar company, but I think I would have pushed the country thing and less the city thing.
I don't know how that works.
I guess you wouldn't be able to get like 20 teams. I don't know. There'd be a limit of how many countries you could do, I guess. I don't know. It's weird having two at the same time.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep track of one. It's kind of
odd, definitely.
Yeah. But it's working, I guess.
Yeah.
They're going to keep going. How's it going? How are the games? You're not watching.
Yeah, I don't watch.
Well, thanks for the report.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we got Larian is going to make new stuff now that Divinity Original Sin 2 is updated. So I read through this article. It's very short. It's on PC Gamer. And basically, they're just saying that they aren't committing to anything. They aren't announcing anything. They're just saying, hey, we could spend our whole lives updating Destiny 2, but Divinity 2. Big difference there. Big difference. But we'd rather make some new stuff. They haven't said what. They haven't given any details. But I think that's probably good, right?
Yeah. I think we have a listener question at the bottom, Bobby, that pertains to this.
Do we? Read that. Oh, yeah, we do. Oh, this must have got in last minute.
Do you want to read it and who it's from?
Logic Ender. Oh, sorry. Oh, my gosh. I got to go. I need to pee. Hold on.
Okay. All right.
That's you, right? That was your
I don't know.
Question?
Read the question. Somebody read the question. Everybody.
I thought you were going to read it.
No, I can't read it.
All right.
Please.
What would you like Larian Studios to work on now that they are freed up?
P.S. How is Amelia like so funny?
Wow. I like this guy. It's called a bit, guys. You play into the bit. Yes, and.
Oh, boy. That was a little stagey. All right. I don't know.
It wasn't because you guys didn't know about it. Anyway.
I mean, they obviously know RPGs really well. So maybe. Oh, my God.
I was
already got
say,
a cyberpunk RPG coming out.
Well, that was my first thing. Cyberpunk Divinity. But then. I was like, there's already a
Shadowrun,
mm-hmm. which is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I think they should stay in the same format.
Well, Larian Studios,
turn-based.
They've always, every game they've made has been in this Divinity universe versus Divine
some
Divinity.
Some of them have not been very good.
Yeah, some of them are not that great, but a lot of them are good. Like, I mean, I played all of them and the majority of them are good. I didn't like the RTS they made. That thing really confused the hell out of
me. Yeah, that one was just like, what are you doing here? What am I doing? Yeah. What is happening? Like, I was so lost in that game. And I'm usually pretty good at figuring stuff out.
Yeah, no, I played on easy mode, and I got destroyed in the first level. I had no idea what to do on that one.
Kurt says Star Wars, but I don't think, as popular as that was,
that would be good.
I don't see them getting a big IP Larian? For some reason.
Yeah,
probably not. That'll never happen, but that would be great. Star Wars RPG? Totally.
Dude, in that form, the same format.
Yeah.
Dude, no, Star Wars. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Listen up, Larian.
Maybe they could
I think
do
I'm going to write an email.
Maybe they could do sci-fi, like not cyberpunk, but just like sci-fi.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Star Wars would be perfect. Star Trek. They seem like they'd give their name to
They might even
whatever.
Be able to pull that off, too. But yeah, Larian has already made their whole universes in Divinity. So if they do something that's not in that, it's not in the Divinity universe. That'd be completely new territory for them.
So I imagine they're going to stick with that. Like whatever they do next is going to be like that.
Yeah,
yeah. Stick to what you're good at. But who knows? They might go for FPS or something.
Yeah, big wins, man. Maybe you want to try something new.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, next bit of news here. Henry Cavill will play Geralt in Netflix Witcher series. Did I pronounce that right?
Geralt.
Geralt.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty Geralt? Sure. Yeah. Cool. I guess I'm not really excited for it.
That's really cool that they're coming out with a TV show.
I don't even know
who Henry Cavill is.
Yeah, what? I saw this and I was like, holy shit, that's perfect. Okay. Like, I didn't see that. I knew the Witcher series was coming out. And I'm like, I'll probably get like...
How perfect is his chest?
I don't know about his chest.
You guys don't know who every kid... He's Superman. Super,
he's Geralt? A very chiseled face.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, hi. Yeah.
Henry Cavill. He's Superman.
Is that Superman? That
yeah,
is Superman.
Superman.
Yeah.
Holy
crap. You don't know because nobody watched that movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any of those movies.
Wow.
Yeah, he's really good looking.
But I could totally see him as that character. Like, mm-hmm. They'd have to, like, you know, do him up a
gruff
little
him
bit.
Up.
Yeah.
They gotta, like, throw him down the stairs.
Yeah. Like... little gray hair, little facial hair, you know, that could happen.
Squatching of Idiots. Ah, my double.
You know, if I was to cast somebody, I think I would pick Stephen Lang. I think he would be a perfect girl. Geralt?
A perfect girl.
Geralt.
If Stephen Lang were a girl, like, dream. Ew.
Well, that guy's old.
No.
He's a bit older, but he definitely has the white hair.
But I see what you're saying.
But he definitely has the body. Like, you're just seeing face pictures. He definitely
has the body. Is that the guy who was in Avatar?
Don't even.
Yeah.
He's a general.
He's like the war
general.
Why would you? No.
This guy.
Can we go back to Henry Cavill, please? Because this is killing my lady boner. This is not working.
Yeah, he looks a little too old now. But in Avatar, he was in great shape. What's really funny, this guy has been in a ton of movies.
Yeah,
and
dude.
He always plays the grizzled war veteran, but he was in Tombstone.
It's like a real life Guile.
I don't know, that dude in the gang in Tombstone who's always like the dumbass, just like fucking everything up, and he lives at the end. I can't remember his name.
That middle picture in the tank top, if you took him out of there and put him in a tavern, it would be, it was a good call.
Yeah,
I think he's too old now, though, because Avatar was...
There he is. This is him in the 90s.
Wow, he looks... Yeah. Messed up.
Tombstone, one of the best movies ever made.
He looks like a cousin fucker. You could say it.
Woo.
What?
Kona there.
He does. That's a cousin fucking hat if I've ever seen it.
Yeah. Oh, and there's our boy. What's his name?
I think Netflix is, Unforgiven is on Netflix, Bobby, for the first time.
Can we please go back to Henry Cavill, please?
Unforgiven?
Unforgiven, right?
Yeah. What is that?
It's the best movie. Isn't that what you just said about
Tombstone?
Tombstone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Unforgiven's even better. I conflated the two.
That's a tall order there.
Sean Bean. Really thank good. You. Yes. What's his name? Rubbernut said I look like that guy. I'll take it.
Oh, what about Scott Eastwood? That would work. He might be too young.
Clint Eastwood?
I like how we're doing the casting.
Yeah. Get your lady boner ready.
Guys, can we just stop? Oh, no. Yeah, Scott Eastwood.
Who's that?
This guy?
He's Clint Eastwood's kid. Don't you see?
I'd give him a discount, though.
Wow, Minnie. Oh.
He doesn't act anymore, though. I think he's behind the camera.
Hmm. Okay, that's enough news. All right.
You know what's funny? I'm less excited for The Witcher and more excited that... And Netflix.
Now I have to play and beat The Witcher in order for me to like...
Not really. I doubt it.
Just me, empty promises once again.
I'm just glad that Netflix is doing something medieval. Like, that's more exciting because I know it's probably going to be good than The Witcher. Like, cool, it's The Witcher also, but Netflix is doing something medieval, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They had that Genghis Khan show that was pretty good. It was pretty good, man.
Yeah.
I think they were just trying to...
Polo.
Marco Polo.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Bobby, did you... How big of a Stephen King fan are you?
Mm. Yeah, he's all right. I read one of his books.
Okay. So I've read a few of his books, and Hulu has a new show called Castle Rock, I think it's called.
Oh, yes. It's been recommended
Holy
many times.
Holy shit, man. They just take all the universes of all his books and put them in one. Not that they're like throwing
tower?
It all at you. It hasn't been referred to yet, the tower, but like it's... Did you know he wrote Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah.
So most of it happens at Shawshank.
Oh.
And not that it has the same characters or anything, but like you see little hints and stuff of other... It's awesome. And it's really well written.
Okay.
I very rarely get into dramas. It's super good.
Hmm. Time for some listener questions.
All right.
All right, first one. Jeff Sunday says, is Robert Digital a RZA reference? Wu-Tang forever. Yes, it is. Yeah, I told him, because he asked us like literally right after the show last week. So I said, I'll talk about it next week. But short answer, yeah. So like we've all talked about our screen names and where those came from. And I'll just retell mine briefly to give you some context there. But I like my screen name because it is actually a nickname that was given to me many years ago. And I think a lot of people come up with their own. But mine was actually given to me. So it's an actual real nickname. Back in the day, like even pre-cell phone type days, my friends and I, we'd always go hang out in the middle of the wilderness, you know, East County. So
Circle Jerk.
Yeah. Well, no, we just do a lot of drinking.
Oh, you said yeah first.
Well, that's an initial response when I hear Circle Jerk. I'm like, yes, please. All right. But
count me out.
So that so my group of friends that we would always do this with, like high school era, like we would always just sit out in the middle of nowhere, just, you know, drinking whatever, and then we'd listen to music. And this is back when you had to buy CDs and shit too, and we always had Wu-Tang, so we were always listening to Wu-Tang CDs.
Would you call yourself a fan? Wu-Tang fan?
Wu-Tang? Like to this day? Yeah. Especially of RZA. Yeah. And he does a lot of stuff in film as well. Like he's a filmmaker and his shit's pretty good. And he's talked about redoing The Last Dragon, which would be, I hope that happens before I die.
Oh, God, please remake that movie. Yeah. But it's so good.
As a director, right? He wouldn't be starring. Probably. No. He might be in
it. I don't even think Busta Rhymes could do could do that character anymore. Who was it?
I love Busta. I met him once.
Where?
But I didn't actually meet him. He was the only celebrity I was starstruck from.
Uh-huh.
He was in my GameStop store in Lenox Square Mall in Atlanta. And he was just standing there, literally chilling, like elbows on a stack of like used games or something. And he was waiting on one of his homies to like finish buying every single Wii item that we had in the store. And I was just walked like circling around him like a fucking vulture. Cause I was trying to work up the courage to be like, hey, you Busta, I'm a big fan of you. I know who you are. But I never did. I couldn't even check him out. So when his friend finished buying the game, I was busy helping somebody else. But like Busta came up to the cash register and when they were finished shopping and he just paid for everything. And then they left and I never got to like make eye contact with Busta because I was such a fangirl. I couldn't do it.
Have you guys met famous people?
Yeah, I met The Rock.
And then
like shook his hand?
Yeah.
Met him?
Yeah.
Damn, where was that?
I fucking hate you even more now. Are you serious?
Yeah, he was walking on the sidewalk. And I'm
where?
Like, downtown.
San Diego?
Yeah, Comic-Con. When he was
He must have been surrounded by a million people, dude.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Just
you shook his hand?
Forced your way in?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't elbow anybody. But
yeah,
like, hey,
you would have
hey,
to
hey,
be.
Dwayne. Yeah. But,
hey, Dwayne.
Dwayne, wow.
What?
What's up, D-Town?
How casual. No. I could have.
He was premiering his movie, The Scorpion.
You referred to Mr. The Rock by his first name.
Jeez.
The same day I met who I think is a bigger star, Angry Video Game Nerd. I was more Star Trek about Angry Video Game Nerd than I was about
that guy's still out there doing
fuck
his thing.
Off.
But
it's
no,
the fucking
it was
Rock.
The Scorpion King when he was premiering his movie downtown.
I loved him in the Scorpion King.
That was before he was The Rock. He was already The Rock.
Like the Scorpion King movie, not the Scorpion King the Mummy.
Yeah.
The Scorpion.
I remember he was trying to.
That's so awesome. That's my favorite version of The Rock.
Yeah, he's
10 times more famous now.
I
loved him when he was in WWE, like before, WWF. Before WWE, I was like all over his, I was all over him.
You were smelling what The Rock was cooking.
Yes. Like people's elbow, like you got to understand, like my big brother was like, got me into wrestling. That was my thing. That was my sport. And so I was always big on The Rock.
The people's eyebrow, I think that was.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bobby, why are you called?
He's a lot prettier on film.
Just because I was good with computers, and they're just like, Bobby Digital. Your name's Bobby. Bobby Digital. Hey, that's a name.
Wait, so why? What's that? Is that a lyric?
No, that's one of his monikers.
Yeah, RZA. All the Wu-Tang members have like five different names.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny, though?
Isn't there a Wu-Tang name generator somewhere? There is.
We did them all.
We did them?
We did them live,
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can do them again.
Chad.
Oh, yeah. It's the name of our episode. But my first WoW character was actually called Flip Mode. Like that was my character for the longest time.
Flip Mode?
Yeah.
For the longest time.
Dwarf Paladin. But yeah, so I just started going by that name amongst that circle of friends. And then when I went to, like, I used to use, my username used to be like Bobby7 or something. So like when I finally like made up one, I just went with that. It kind of stuck. Not an exciting story, but it is a story.
No, it's better than most people because at least you earned. Like, there's a lot of like UFC fighters that have, like, obviously they named themselves like the Spartan. There's like 50 Spartans. Mm-hmm. It's like nobody would watch you in the training room and be like, "Wow, you're really hitting those pads like a Spartan." And then, right?
I can see that.
Because the best ones go with like. It's not like one of the best ones, but she fought last night, so her name's the Cookie Monster because she always brings cookies to. So they named, obviously, somebody named her that, so she went with it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's like the best kind, like you're saying. But dude, kids these days, their friends are online. It's hard. it's a different kind of social. They're not going to nickname you online. People aren't.
Yeah,
it might happen at school.
Yeah.
During like sports or something like that, but generally it's not going to happen. So that's where.
That's not true. I had plenty of nicknames for my friends. Like
those
Yanni.
Those are called
Yanni,
insults.
Yanni was a dirty hacker.
There you go.
Yeah.
So is he DH now?
I don't know, but he was such a dirty fucking hacker. And I knew he was the only one that I could actually beat me in StarCraft multiplayer matches.
Cheating.
Yeah. And eventually he came clean that he was cheating. It was only after high school was over.
And
was
I didn't know cheating was a thing. And.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have no idea where this podcast is.
Second
listener questions.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Coming from Epic Tryhard Face, when Chad left the show dramatically, waving his middle fingers around and lighting the studio on fire, what was the process for finding his replacement? Did you already know Minnie and asked him to step in? Was he one of the many candidates? Did he have to audition? Or was a replacement never planned and he just swept you off your feet with his sultry, dulcet tones?
It's kind of a combination of all that stuff. Bobby was sure that he wanted a fourth person.
Pretty sure we were pretty lazy about it, too.
Yeah, well, I think it wasn't the like agreement we were out was on the march. We weren't going to force it. We're just going to try it out with three people. We'll see how it goes.
It's very organic. It's how I kind of popped into the podcast, too.
Yeah. We aren't very proactive people.
No.
This may shock you.
Uh-uh. Whatever happens, kind of happens.
Yeah.
We just pod where the wind takes us.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? We had Mr. Evan Sweet in here a couple times, and he's way funnier and better looking than Minnie. So,
whoa, the first one maybe,
but I don't
the
think
second one.
I don't.
How
but,
fucking dare you?
Do you know?
No, but there's no way. I'm just saying, there's no way.
Just in general, how dare you?
Wow, I feel like this is the start of a diss track.
Have you been following that whole thing, Bobby?
No, I'm too old for that shit. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Do I give a shit about diss tracks?
Because it just started up again.
I know I'm named after a rapper, but I'm...
Eminem called out MGK, which I hardly knew about before this, but then
Eminem's like 50. Who gives a shit?
Dude,
has the number one country album in America. You should give a shit.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, it's good. It's a good album, and it was a surprise album.
Nobody Minnie, how would you... explain your coming on to the podcast.
Let's see. The first couple times, I think Chad was still around.
Yeah, you're filling in.
But I just never met Chad because that's why I was coming in. Those first couple times, I was like fine with the podcast. And then once I came in, on my first day, I was like so nervous.
You didn't talk at all. I remember.
Was so fucking nervous.
Technically, Minnie was my friend first, right?
Yeah.
He knew me first. That's how he knew the podcast.
Friend, stalker.
One of my Twitch channel with lurkers, who knows? No, you were like actually pretty prominent.
Yeah.
So we were friends before we were frenemies.
Yeah, I was slated to become a mod on your channel, and then you kept saying that, but it never fucking happened.
Oh, you're still not a mod on my channel?
No, not much.
Yeah, I was going to say that way.
I don't go to your channel at all anymore. I have my fill of you every week.
Gross.
All right, next question coming from
you. Looking for you.
Dragon.
I talked to Chad the other day. He's like, man, I really miss the podcast.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, I miss him so much.
He doesn't listen because he gets...
I miss Chad so much.
That is such a trigger word for Chi. Yeah. Say, Che, I miss him every fucking time.
I know.
She says the same thing about you when you're not... Oh, no, she doesn't.
Yeah, sure she does.
Not.
It's almost the opposite. I'm so glad he's gone.
Can we get some fill-ins when you're off to the desert? Can we bring some new people in here and actually hold an audition?
If you could find someone prettier.
Okay.
That'd be hard.
Yeah, it's going to be very
difficult. At least someone who actually has glasses that aren't broken.
Yeah, see, I got to dumb it down, though. I'm just too
good looking.
You're like a 90s teenage rom-com, the first half an hour in before they turn them all pretty. Like you have your glasses on,
so
you
many...
have your hair up.
Right.
You literally have your hair up and your glasses on. And then we're going to discover your beauty during the second act. And you're going to come out of your shell.
Got to chisel it down.
You and Freddie Prinze Jr. just going off in the sunset.
We could squeeze a fifth person. Squeeze a fifth person right here, right?
Maybe a dwarf. Furious.
All right, let's keep going. Let's keep going through these questions here. We got a few of them. Afro Dragon asks, 3 weeks ago, I bought all the Batman Arkham games with all the DLC for $9.10.
Canadian.
Cadmium?
Cadmium.
Canadian dollar.
All right.
That's when you pay with the Cadbury eggs.
Yeah.
Nine and a half Cadbury eggs? That's a fucking steal.
CAD, I'm guessing that's Canadian money?
Yeah.
I've got it.
That's the loonies.
For nine and ten Cadbury.
One of the best game deals in gaming history. What can you remember as a good game deal or a bundle you've purchased? There's one that I always, always, always recommend, and it's just two games that, for some weird reason, are bundled together, and one of those is Far Cry 3, Blood Dragon, and Call of War as Gunslinger. And I have no idea why they bundle those two together, but they sell them both occasionally for $3.74.
Same company?
They might be Ubisoft. I don't know. I don't know what the connection is.
Yeah, it's weird.
Probably because two of the greatest games ever made. That's probably what
Bobby really liked both of them.
For $3.75, I mean, that's a deal.
I used to say that the orange box was the greatest.
I was going
to
say something like the orange box.
But now all those games are free. Like every single game on there is free, I think.
Yeah, pretty except much. For like Portal and
Portal 2 is not free, I don't think.
Well, Portal 2 wasn't on the orange box.
Oh, it wasn't?
No.
But no, but the Valve bundle, like there's this ultimate Valve bundle. Yeah. So like $99 and you get all of the above.
But
so.
All the good ones are free, I think. I can't think of one that you have to pay for except for Portal 2. Right? Aren't they all free?
I can't think of a single one I'd want to play.
Yeah, right.
No, you still have to buy CS:GO.
Half-Life isn't free.
CS:GO is not free.
Oh, CS:GO, yeah.
No, how much is that?
What, 15 bucks?
Yeah, 15 bucks.
Anyway, it used to be that, but not anymore. Now it's the Origin Access, the baseline one. I think that's a really
good answer. That's still a thing, though?
Huh?
Are they taking that away?
No, there's two versions.
They get the basic and the premiere or whatever. Yeah.
Peasant and king versions.
All right.
But no, that's a good answer. That is a great fucking deal right there.
That's a really good. And I've been using it. Remember, I started playing Unraveled. I need to finish that. I feel like it's going to make me cry, though.
There's a sequel to that.
You have it, G? Did you pay for it?
For what?
The EA Access?
I think I did, and then I canceled my subscription because I...
It's 36 bucks for the year.
Origin fucking sucks.
It's hard. The UI is... No. Which one is the worst? Xbox One. That's the worst one. Fucking UI.
It's borderline the same thing.
No, it's terrible. It's really, really bad. No, I literally...
UI for what?
For Xbox app.
Oh.
I never really... Oh, on the PC.
On the PC.
You know what really sucks? I've been trying to uninstall on my tiny little hard drive Elder Scrolls Legends for the longest time, but I can't remember my Bethesda login info.
Why would you have to?
Because every time I try to install it, it's making me sign into my Bethesda account, and I don't fucking remember my Bethesda account. And by the time I get to that point, I'm like, fuck it. Just leave it on there.
No, just go into your add remove programs and then do it from there.
I did.
Oh.
And it's still, it's like, I was like that, like the way,
Delete the folder.
Good thing it's a tiny little, you can delete the folder. This is a tiny, it's a tiny little game.
So I know, but it's still obnoxious.
Bobby, there's a rook around, right? Is it? Or do you have to get it?
Probably. I don't know. It's probably easier just to go through the password recovery.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. But every time I get to that point, I'm like, I don't have time for this. Mm. Yeah.
All right. We got a question in chat that I'll do because I don't want to forget it. Kurt the Ape asks, favorite Bill Murray movie? Oh, man. We got to choose just one.
Bill Murray as a lead role?
Yeah, I guess as a lead.
Probably Groundhog Day.
Groundhog's Day was good.
Obviously.
I mean he says Scrooge, and I got to go with that one. I talked about that one the
Scrooge
other day.
Scrooge is good, man.
I don't remember that movie.
He's been in... Someone said Stripes in chat, and dude, Stripes, I've tried to watch that movie. Family Guy had a joke about this, about how you try to watch the old movies that you remember being really good, and it's like Peter sitting on the couch, still, are they in the army yet? Are they in the army yet? They don't get to the army. Like, the third act is like 2 hours down the road in that movie, it seems like.
But I must not be a big Bill Murray fan because I could barely list off.
That's all it is.
Is he in the one where he switches with Eddie Murphy, like Rich Man, Poor Man?
No,
that's not Bill Murray. That's
Gene.
Dan Aykroyd.
Okay, yeah.
Trading Places.
Sorry. But I know who Bill Murray is. Yeah. But the most recent Bill Murray movie I've seen was, what, Zombieland? Eventually?
Oh, yeah.
Or Zombieland. Zombieland.
Yeah.
Caddyshack, that's a good one. I mean, when you think of like the
essential Bill Murray. And he's like Ghostbusters, right?
Yeah.
Bill Murray, Ghostbusters.
I think Ghostbusters 2 is my favorite Bill Murray movie.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That movie, I loved Ghostbusters 2 so much more than the first one as a kid. And then when I grew up and watched them, I'm like, oh, man, I still love this movie, but it's a bad movie.
I haven't watched
Bobby
it since
Brown.
I was a kid. So
hey, Bobby Brown, you're in charge of the soundtrack. Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. Something.
Called the Ghostbusters Master Control.
Boom.
Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah, he's had some good ones. And he has also done like a bunch of drama, especially with was it Wes Anderson, like The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. I forgot about that one. That,
like drama, but kind of quirky comedy kind of stuff. Like he's in a lot of those things.
That was like when Robin Williams tried to go in drama. That was weird.
Oh, Kingpin. There we go.
Oh, he's a Kingpin.
Oh, Kingpin. Oh,
yeah. That's right. I might have to give it to that.
He was the main character, though.
He was, yeah. It was,
right?
He's lead role.
I like
wasn't the main, but he was like a leading role.
Kind of. Yeah.
The yin to the yang, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, moving on. USCG Boats asks, heard a content creator rant about how much he despises early access and would much rather games not be released until completion. I want to hear y'all's take on the latest trend of developers dropping early access rather than doing alpha and beta testing and then launching.
There's a lot of different answers because there's a lot of different games. Some people do it right. Some people do it poorly. In the case of
Ark.
No, I didn't play that extensively, but like fucking Deep Rock Galactic, I think they did it perfect.
Oh, they've done so well.
Yeah. I mean, it's where nobody had any complaints. So there's times because you cannot get better QA than early access because you're going to get a flood of thousands, maybe millions of players and they're going to find the shit. It's just law of averages. So you're going to get a better end product. The problem is, you've already saturated the market with that product. So all those people that came in, they're not going to get the luxury unless they're mad fans of the final product that's going to be going out to less people probably. So it really depends. And then there's a bunch of other ones that do it wrong. It was Ark that, or what game was it that like just, it was an early access and then just jumped to a part two instead of coming out of early access.
I don't know. Well, it might have been what Ark did. Like they had early access, and then they started selling expansions before the game came out, DLC and stuff.
Yeah, and another thing, then other developers use it just kind of like a
money grab.
Yeah, there's that, and then there's also like early access is just like we're just going to be in early access forever. We don't have any plans of going out of it, but the games we're going to keep the game fun. So there's a lot of ways. It depends on the game, how it's handled, basically.
Yeah, for sure.
Like a per-case scenario.
Per-case scenario, yeah.
Yeah. But I think in general, the whole idea of early access is a good thing. Like, in theory...
It's a net positive.
Yeah, in theory, that is a great way for you to demo your game and get really, really good feedback from people and make it a better game. Like, in theory, early access makes your game a lot better and makes it come out sooner.
At the same time, though, do you have to monetize off of it? I feel like a lot of these people who...
Well, yeah, because that money that you're making
goes into your
game.
A lot of
people wouldn't be able to make the game without
it. Yeah, you label it early access, but you still charge full price. The thing about early access is that you are buying the full price game. You're paying the full price for a game that's not complete and not whole. So that's what bothers me about early access.
You know it when you click that purchase button.
Obviously.
You know that you're buying an unfinished product.
It's kind of like a Kickstarter. Warning. You're buying into the idea of the game. You're like, I believe in this game, and if enough people give you money, then you're going to have the funds you need to complete this game and also make it a lot better with my feedback. And a lot of people just think early access is just like, I'm buying a game early. And they completely misunderstand it. And then, a lot of people abuse the system. And there's plenty of early access failures out there. I mean, look at TSL. Yeah. Like how I use the acronym, TSL. I was going to say it to see if anyone caught on.
I would love to bring...
I still don't even know what it is.
I can't interview.
TSL?
Yeah.
TSL
Literally the words you just said.
Oh, okay.
The stomping lens.
Gotcha.
I was thinking only Chi would like...
My gamer best friend was a part of the TSL team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we've heard...
And he's run around. He ran off with pockets full of money.
No. This is the one that got gypped by the guy that ran off with pockets full of money. Well, so
I mean, some of these could be a scam, but I think a lot of people underestimate how much it takes to make a game financially. Like what is the one with Schaefer and Broken Age? Like when they made that. Like, they came out with part one. They're like, all right, we finished it, and then here's our goals for part two. That was like a whole Kickstarter thing, and they ran out of money. And that's someone who's been making games since the 90s. Yeah. And they're just like, well, we fucked up. We didn't run the numbers right. Games are really expensive to make.
I don't think part one sold as much as they thought either. That probably was the big...
I felt maybe it didn't, but I felt like people were pretty hyped about that game. Like, when part two came out, it was no fanfare. But when part one came out, like, it felt like a big deal. I know I was like... pretty excited about it.
That speaks to what I said, right? I think if two came out with no fanfares because one fell flat. Don't you think?
See, I thought you were saying that nobody was excited about part one.
No, no, no. I'm saying part one did so poorly they needed to raise money to make part two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or people, I think there's some confusion too. People didn't know they were splitting it up or they're kind of disappointed.
I played it for 5 minutes and I was out.
It was all right.
Yeah.
And had Elijah, had our boy Elijah Wood in there.
His eyes? That's all I care about.
All right, next question. Oh, Boats has a little comment here. He says, personally, I enjoy early access on some games because in some cases the updates add so much content. But on the other hand, I have to come across early access games that feel so incomplete and it almost feels like the devs abandoned it and that it will stay early access forever. Basically, what we just were talking about.
Like seeing that DRG roadmap excited me, you know, and you don't get that out of.
Yeah.
Let's say I bought the Tomb Raider for $44. I'm not going to get that out of there.
Oh, fuck no. Like, you're going to buy it anyway. You don't need to put anything into it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a finished product.
Yeah.
It's a triple A. It's a hard, but just kind of making the, I don't know.
Yeah. Warcone has mentioned Subnautica. That's another early access success story.
I was talking about it last week. I think they went a little slow on that one.
It did
my time at Porsche is doing early access, right? Not that, and yeah,
that's another thing.
Is there one listener that plays that game?
I'm Neighbor. Curious. Neighbor got me. Yeah.
Oh, he got you into it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Do you guys play together? Is it online? Oh, yeah, hold on. Don't talk about it.
It's
sorry.
Single player.
Sorry. I asked.
No, Bobby.
Don't do it.
No, I want to see how many people are playing. Okay. 800 people playing right now.
Today's peak, 1,200. Oh, no, almost. Well, round up. 1,300 people.
Yeah.
It's not bad for a game like that.
Yeah. For a game like that, please.
For one of those games.
For one of those.
Noble Brag bought it off of what our suggestion.
Hey,
do you like
ever...
it, Noble Brag? Live in chat right now, Noble Brag.
Okay.
Give us your review. My time at Porsche.
Did you keep playing Graveyard?
No, Keeper? I did not. Graveyard Keeper would have been a time sink. Mm. And for me, if I'm sinking any time, it's got to be a first person shooter. I was thinking about this while I was peeing. I'm the only one playing first person shooters right now.
Nope. Yeah, I guess you can't consider Mother Gunship a first-person shooter.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
But like an online one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
I played Battlefield 5 extensively.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
The open beta?
Yeah.
Where was this conversation when we were actually talking about it?
We literally talked about it for about 5 minutes. Yeah.
I'm only nice to you now because I'm actually ignoring everything about you.
You're nice to me? What?
Sorry, right. Dude.
We got one more question.
Nice to you because
Bobby said we're almost done.
I think she is confusing the lack of being right a bitch there. Is being nice.
So
that's not how this works. That is not how that works.
Just start talking, Bobby. Just start talking. Go.
All right, last question. Bill the Hill asks, why do none of y'all play Siege, and how do you plan to remedy the crisis?
Boom. Done.
Did he say that after we were playing together?
Before.
Before?
Yeah.
When did he post that?
Last night, I believe, or maybe Friday. Right.
Well, you've turned one of us.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I think Bill was the one.
Yeah,
he came into my.
You were playing with Bill last night?
Yeah, I was playing. No, I know it was Bill, but he was the one that, like, seriously just made me go, okay, fine. It's bot. Yeah. Yeah. So he came in when I was playing Battlefield. So it was Bill. You were the one.
Any interest
in
trying again?
No.
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 Wow.
I played a good amount of that game. I'm terrible at it, and I'm just like, I don't need to be good at everything.
I'll be playing it a lot more, Bill, so at least you have me.
I thought about installing
teammate.
PUBG again.
The best teammate.
Well, recently. Rainbow Six Siege is like 50 gigs, so, you know, keeping that just like on deck for some people is kind of difficult. And then if you get the high-res texture pack, it's even more. But I used to leave it just installed because occasionally I'd play with people. But I only play it when a bunch of other people on Discord are playing it. And then when I do, I feel bad because I'm like, it's like Rocket League all over again. I really need to be carried in that game.
Skyrim has a high res texture pack that's like four times the size of the game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 4K, 4K, 4K everything.
4K.
The entire game, 4K. And I forget how big it is. It was huge. Gigantic.
I can't imagine making that entire game 4K.
Yeah.
By the way, so when I was installing all the things in order to install Siege, I also looked up other games with massive install. And the one that takes the trophy is Call of Duty Modern Warfare Infinite.
Mm-hmm.
How big is it?
Yeah, all the AAA ones are huge. 150
fucking gigs.
What?
150 fucking gigs. I was like, holy fucking shit.
What?
Yes.
I've never heard of anything over 100.
It's like they took an actual helicopter and then squeezed it into the fucking game. Why does it need to be that big? Why does it need to be that big?
I don't even know. Every time I've heard that.
I think they have like the recommended disk space, so it doesn't always take up that much. I know all the AAA titles use up a lot of space. Gears of War 4 was like 70 or 80 gigs.
Yeah.
All the Call of Duties, all the new ones. Battlefield, that takes up a ton of space. Like any new AAA game that's going to take up 50 plus.
No, my computer couldn't handle 150 gigs.
Well, how many gigs do you have?
I think only like 256. It's
oh my tiny. God. Oh.
It's tiny. No, wow. I was supposed to run two hard drives.
Gaming on a thumb drive?
My second.
Yeah.
My second hard drive.
Micro SDs come in 256 now.
No, wait, what? No, wait, no, what is the size of my hard drive? Tiny. That's all I know.
Yeah.
It's the SSD. That's the only one that works.
And I'm like, that's barely possible.
Yeah, 500 is not going to be enough for me either. A terabyte's so a comfortable big amount.
Yeah.
For a gamer, for someone like us who plays a lot of games, a terabyte is a comfortable amount.
I need it.
I have a terabyte and a half, and it's not enough.
I'm gonna go shopping.
It is
the
though.
Fuck? It is enough. No, if a terabyte is enough.
I'm constantly.
What are you doing that I'm
shit
not doing?
You're only installing Metroidvania.
You know
games.
How much space it takes to be good at games? It takes a lot of space, dude.
Damn, dude. Ouch.
Yeah, dude, these Metroidvania games are like 8 megabytes.
Yeah. it's not like you have Bobby's library and every game installed here. Come on.
Oh, I guess I have a little hardware I could talk about. Sam got Millie one of those. It's fucking awesome. It's a telecommunication watch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where you can track where your kid is in the world.
Like a walkie-talkie? No.
No, but it's a phone. It has its own phone number. And I saw her make her first, like, actual phone call, not like I just got the watch, let me try it out. Like, like she was there and she's like, "Can you take me to the picnic?" I'm like, "I can't, I gotta go to work." And then she's like, I was like, "Call your dad," or "I'll call your dad, but I don't have his number." And then she's like, "I can call him." And then she called him, and then like her phone etiquette was, she's five, right?
Yeah.
So it was like, it's like, "Hey,
Papa."
Yeah, she's like, he's like, "Hey," and then he's like, she's like, "Are you busy?" He's like, "What? Are you busy?" And then she's like, He's like, no, I guess not. Okay, good. Pick me up. We're going to the picnic, and we're gonna make some cookies first, and then we got to go to the picnic. And he's like, yeah, I guess.
Can you say it in like little girl Spanish?
Okay, bye.
Can you say it in Spanish? I know she said it in Spanish. Can you say it in like little girl Spanish so it's cute? How do you say "let's make cookies and go to the picnic"?
Vamos a hacer galletas y vamos al picnic. She was saying picnic really funny. I think she was going actually backwards. Picnic. Pinkick. Something like that. It was all backwards.
Picnic.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's the show. What's everyone doing next week?
Apparently beating 2 Metroidvanias.
Whoa.
Good luck with that. What's the other one?
Hollow Knight, I believe.
Oh, man. That's going to take you a while.
Well, they're all about in the same wheelhouse, I think. There's no crazy ones. I have some suggestions when you're ready.
No.
I have one suggestion.
Yeah. And people are sending me suggestions, so keep them coming.
Mm. Yeah.
Hollow Knight's been suggested a lot.
I think that's the premier one. And Dead Cells are probably the most famous ones recently. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that there's a genre.
Yeah.
It's a good genre.
For sure.
Gee, play one, so you'll know what.
I have played them.
Oh, you played Dead Cells a little bit, right?
You play Ori and the Blind Forest?
No, I've played neither of those.
Oh, man.
But
which one did you play?
Castlevania.
They've come a long way after that. I don't know. Yeah. They play smooth these days.
Yeah, so my goal this week, Cricket, thanks for calling me in on that one. I need to shop for a larger hard drive, but I'm worried because I don't know if it's going to work, so we'll see. And then, actually, the SSD should work. It's just that the second hard drive, I've been having problems setting up, right, Bobby?
So did you upgrade your card? Is it time? It's so expensive.
No, I don't need to, not right now. No.
Wait for 1280 benchmarks.
There's no game that would require anything more than a 970 that I'm playing.
That's
right
true.
Now. And you then as for games, CSGO and Siege. So
cool.
That's it.
Hmm. Mini.
I said.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'll buy a Switch.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm not gonna be the next victim.
Day one.
Mario Party
one,
at
you're
your
in
house?
For like $450.
Mario Party.
Unless
Bobby's
you go,
house.
Dude, Craigslist has some really good deals though. Like you could get.
I don't like to do Craigslist.
I'll bring the bagel bites if you have a Mario Party.
It's not out yet. I'm gonna have it when it's out. And we'll have a Mario, because I have four controllers here.
Yeah.
We'll have a Mario Party party right here in the studio on
Twitch. I won't be part of that.
I'll bring the balloons and the bagel bites. Not even that I like bagel bites. But
you've been thinking about them because you mentioned them.
I just think about, like, you know, good old classic.
Is that keto?
Totino's? No, not at all. But you know those, like, little pizza pockets or whatever?
Yeah, Totino's
pizza rolls. Yes.
What happened to
that's like the
are
ultimate
bagel bites still a thing?
Land food, huh?
Are bagel bites still a thing?
I don't know.
They sponsored, so good. Like, back before HGC, they sponsored a HOTS tournament. So it was like after every game, they're like, this clip brought to you by Tostino's Pizza Rolls. And it was just so awkwardly inserted.
Ultimate lamb food. So, ultimate lamb food.
Yeah. They got away from it, but the UFC was making the fucking color guy fucking read live reads during fights. Oh, my God. Dude. Oh, man, he punched him just like fucking Modern Warfare is going to punch you in the face.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez, it was
so shoehorned.
Bad. Yeah. It was so bad. Not that he did a bad job at it, just to ask somebody to do that, though.
Yeah.
Mother Gunship for me.
Oh, yeah. I think I might check that out.
Yeah, check it out, man.
On your account.
I want to know.
Maybe I'll buy it and we can try the co-op on it.
Yeah. You got fucking mad cash, right? I mean,
I still got some. Yeah, I still got some Steam money.
Yeah, it's a little expensive. You know it's going to be $12.99 next month, but
it's going to be on Humble Bundle, like, in a few months here, I'm sure. But, yeah, fuck it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think and I'm very early in the game, so it's a perfect time to jump in. Cool. And compare gun sizes.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking for Bobby, Chi, Minnie, and myself, Mother Gun Tits. Bye. Nobody's gonna say anything.
Didn't get that hot.
Can you stick around? You want to play some games?
Nope. I'll stick around.
Fuck you don't.
I have to work at 4.